Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Cruise Radio is brought to you in part by TripInsurance.com. Travel insurance done right by the people who know travel insurance. Get a quote today at TripInsurance.com.
Broadcasting from the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida.
This is
Cruise Radio.
Hey, what's up? My name is Doug Parker. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Cruise Radio. Very happy to have you here. If you want to check out any of our recent reviews and recent ships, just go back a couple episodes. We were on Norwegian Escape earlier. We were on Anthem of the Seas, and we did a trip to Martinique. So all those are in the wings for you. Be sure to check out Cruise Radio News. It's our daily quick hits of the news. It's a podcast just like this. You can find it at the show notes in cruiseradio.net. And hook up with us on our Facebook group to find out what's going on, some cruise news you can use. Just search Cruise Radio News on Facebook. We always like to get your cruise reviews. If you have one you'd like to share, shoot me an email, doug@cruiseradio.net, like Howard did. Him and his wife just returned from a 7-night Western Caribbean cruise aboard Royal Caribbean's Oasis of the Seas. But not just a 7-night Western cruise, they stayed in Royal Caribbean's Crown Loft aboard the ship. So excited to hear all about this, because this is like the top tier accommodation. So first off, Howard, welcome to the show tonight, my friend.
Thank you, Doug. Happy to chat with you again.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, before we actually get to Oasis and the Loft and all the good stuff, let's take a step back and give me some pre-cruise thoughts. What made you want to sail Oasis of the Seas?
Well, we had been on Oasis about 3-4 years ago.
Okay.
And these ships are so large, it's hard to do everything. And we enjoyed ourselves so much. And believe it or not, my wife had us booked on the Anthem coming over from Southampton to Bayonne. And I'm glad she did, because the weather was terrible that week, and we had absolutely great weather on the Oasis.
Oh, wow. So you were originally booked on Anthem, then did a little last-minute switch there.
Yeah, I guess my wife had a premonition about something and said, I don't like that cruise, and the price point was affordable. They were trying to move the Crown Loft, and since we had walked by one several years ago when we were on the ship, I said, oh, that's interesting.
Let's book it next time. Why not, right?
Yeah, why not? You only live once.
Very, very cool. So you make your way down from the New England area down to Lauderdale. How was embarkation for you there at Terminal 18?
It was easy as usual. I mean, they've got so many lines. You go through the security and you pick up your tickets. And we were about on the ship in about 15 minutes from once we walked in through security, through the pre-check-in, and right on the ship.
Nice. So they have a ton of different portals there and check-in booths, so things go really fast at Terminal 18. Now, since you were staying in one of the lofts, did you have, like, priority access?
They had it, but whether it was that or we could have gone on the Diamond Plus line, it still took just a few minutes. They had fewer lines, but 5 minutes wasn't that bad at all.
Yeah, very nice. So I know you've been on the ship before. What were your impressions walking on the ship this go-around?
Well, it was very crowded. The ship was clean. And what we discovered is everyone just congregated before 1 o'clock on deck four. Nobody wanted to venture off to other venues for lunch because they wouldn't open the rooms till 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Very crowded. And then also I noticed that the elevator seemed to be slower than what I'm used to or what we're used to on other cruises. Just an impression. We were on it for a week and we've been on a lot of ships, and it just dawned on me, no matter where we went, it just took a while to get there.
Yeah, very interesting. You make your way through the public areas and go to your stateroom. Now, this is a very cool stateroom. I've only had a chance to walk in and out of one for like 10 seconds, but one of the lofts aboard the Oasis of the Seas, I mean, how cool is that? How was the stateroom?
Oh, the stateroom was unbelievable. You know, we'll do a balcony or a junior suite, and this was, you walk in, got a huge ceiling with a full view of the ocean. On some of the other ships, the crown lofts faced the sports deck, but we faced right out to the ocean. They had a TV downstairs, a TV upstairs that came down from the ceiling. There were two baths up and down. It was a very unique setting, and I wasn't sure I was going to like it at first, but it was very nice laying a bed up on the loft with the curtains open and just staring off into the ocean. It was beautiful.
I know that you have sailed MSC quite a few times. You stayed in the Yacht Club a couple of times. If you're staying in a loft on Oasis of the Seas, is there that ship within the ship concept there?
Yes. On the Oasis, one of the other perks was on the deck 17 in the front of the ship, you have all of the crown lofts, and then you have the concierge lounge, you have what's called Coastal Kitchen, all in the same venue. The drinks and appetizers and breakfast is on one side, and you go to the other side where you comfortably seat. It was never full, so it's all up there with beautiful views of the ocean. As I say, you walk from your room, you're at the bar or dinner in about 60 seconds. So, nice. You know, that was a very welcome relief.
Did your room have a piano in it?
No, it did not.
No.
I think the Royal Suite.
Okay, that's what it was.
Has one, but this is just a regular one, and it faced the side, and it was very enjoyable. It just made the cruise even better.
Now, did you eat at the Windjammer Buffet at all, or were you more doing the Coastal Kitchen and the other specialty restaurants?
We did. We always like to go to Chops for the first night. We did go to Giovanni's, and most of the time we went to the Coastal Kitchen because it was intimate. It was very personable. And the one thing that I still like, I know some people have different opinions on the old-fashioned dining room. I said to my wife, I want to go eat one night downstairs because I like the elegance before they changed the flow of the type of dining to dynamic dining. When you sit level 3, 4, and 5, you know, it's wide open. It's a beautiful chandelier. And they just made my time dining on deck 3, where they covered the ceiling. They took away the chandelier.
Uh-huh.
It just had a very nice ambiance toward it. And so we ate there. The food was good. It just seemed there were plenty of waiters. They seemed to be attentive. The food is exactly the way I had expected. It just is different the way that they've changed the venues.
What kind of meals did you eat in the Coastal Kitchen?
They had Italian. They had fresh fish, steak. They'd have 4 or 5 selections of food. And what I also found out is that I could get my Caesar salad every night. So I think if it was on the main menu, they could get it. They
cool.
were entertaining people's requests, but it was... I didn't starve, neither did my wife.
Nice. Let's switch gears here then and talk about entertainment aboard Oasis of the Seas, because you have 7 distinct neighborhoods on the ship and lots going on everywhere. So what were your thoughts of the entertainment on this 7-night cruise?
The ice show did not disappoint. Mm-hmm. It was great. We had gone to see Cats, the show, and we went to the Comedy Club. The one perk about being in a suite is that you don't have to make reservations. And on some of these larger cruise ships, you have to make reservations. And early on, we missed out on a couple shows. We just couldn't get in. Being a suite guest, you show up 20 minutes before. They have a section for you. If not, they'll just give up your seat. So it was worth it from that aspect. And the music, live music was great. Show was great. And as I say, the ice skating, they never disappoint with the talent that they skate with.
How about entertainment around the ship? Did you notice like any cool bands playing or anything like that happening?
Not really. We walked around and saw some. There might have been one or two piano lounge singers. The Comedy Club we went to, which we generally just don't go to because it's just so much to do.
Sure.
It was very funny for 40 minutes or so, and the language wasn't rude. It was just very, very funny humor.
Nice. Let's talk about the sea days aboard the ship. Earlier, you were mentioning that the elevators were a little bit slow, which could kind of cause some areas of congestion. So how was the areas and the general flow of the ship on your sea days, both inside and out?
Well, we were fortunate that the weather was great. Half the time, you didn't even know you were on the open ocean. It was so calm. And as I said, we were getting reports, reading about the problems that the Anthem was having coming from England. So it made the trip even better, else that might have been my wife and I on that ship.
Yeah. Luckily, she changed her mind to this one. Did you get to hang out by the pool or anything on this one?
No, we walked through what they have up on is the spa, and we did the package where I could take a steam bath and a sauna, and they have those patio chairs that you lay on that, I'm trying to think what the name of them are, that are heated. But
that
really wasn't that crowded. It was just very quiet up there. Mm-hmm. So we just did that and then, you know, stayed back at the Crown Loft and enjoyed some peace and quiet for a change.
Yeah, very nice. I'm trying to think, are those called like the thermal, I'm just going to say thermal chairs. I have no clue what the heck they're called. But
the thermal suite is what they call it.
Yeah, something like that. Very nice. Well, what ports did you hit on the 7-night sailing?
We went to Labadee, Falmouth, Jamaica, and Cozumel, which we've been before, the one exception, Falmouth, Jamaica. Didn't mind getting off the ship because we had plenty of sea days, and we didn't do any excursions there. There's a nice shopping area to walk around or get a coffee. But when we walked towards the outside of the port, it went downhill pretty fast.
Yeah, totally.
We just walked around, you know, stayed in the shopping area. What was special in Labadee, we've been there before, we rented a cabana on the Barefoot Beach. We hadn't done that before. And they have one person that will attend to you, maybe three or four cabanas. And he wouldn't even let us bring the mats down to the water. I mean, that's personal service that they had. And there again, there's always lots of places to go walk and find shade and get food. But this is an area where they only hit, I think maybe had 200 people in there, and they had maybe 15 cabanas spread out up on the hill that it just added a little bit more privacy, but just peace and quiet.
What were your thoughts of Labadee as far as being a destination?
I would say since they built the, you know, you don't tender anymore. They pull right in, just walk on the dock. It's clean. It's comfortable. We've been there several times. We've walked even further around. It seems to be the same. And it's very pleasant. Obviously, if the weather helps, there's water recreation sports if you want to do that. We just sat in our cabana and just listened to some music and relaxed.
Very nice. What other ports did you go to?
Besides Jamaica, as I said, Cozumel, we went over to the Plaza Mia Beach, which is about a 10-minute drive away, sat in an umbrella maybe 10 feet from the water, and then enjoyed swam for a couple of hours, and then went back to the ship.
Very nice. Now, as far as you make your way back to Fort Lauderdale, how was disembarkation for you?
Well, the other benefit, again, of being up in the Crown Loft Suites is they had two departure times. I think it was 7:30 and 8:30. You go in there for breakfast, and we chose the 8:30. There was probably about 25 or 30 of us. They walk you right off the ship, and they walk you right to customs. Literally, it was about maybe 5 minutes we were off the ship. And the other neat thing, we always heard about this, we never tried it, was the luggage valet, where you put your luggage out that night, and for a very small fee per bag, they will ship your bags. In our case, we flew JetBlue, and they printed our tickets. They gave us the receipt, no different than if you're flying somewhere, and they give you the luggage receipt that was sent to us. So when we went through customs, all we had was carry-on, and it's just one less worry. Highly recommend that. I always thought luggage, it's crazy enough when you've got 4,000 people on there, but how could they figure that out?
Yeah.
And it worked.
Yeah, I almost tried it once. It was like $19.95, I think, or $9.95. It's fairly cheap for just the next time you see your bag is at your destination, hoping that it gets there.
Yeah, and if there is an issue, no different if you were traveling from Fort Lauderdale back to Boston and you check your bag and they give you the number where they track it. So it's just amazing, you know, for just a few dollars. It's just one less thing you have to worry about when you're going through customs and getting off the ship.
Well, in closing here, do you have any first-time tips for people who may be considering sailing Oasis of the Seas?
Yeah, a couple of things come to mind. One was the night before we stayed at the Embassy Suites, we took an Uber ride to the cruise port. Mm-hmm. And it was $6.70.
Wow.
And the gentleman refused to take a tip. And it's probably half the price of a cab. And they do allow them into their cruise port. We had to show our passports, but I would tell people, don't be afraid to use rideshare. Instead of having 50 or 70 people getting into a bus, you and your significant other just get in the car and they take you right there.
Awesome.
And the other thing would be book your excursions early. A lot of things fill up. Mm-hmm. And also your reservations, because if you go on a balcony on the ship, the first time we went on, it caught us by surprise. We didn't book any reservations or excursions, and you may lose out on something. At the same time, on the reservations, I'm sure if you have got a good travel agent, but that's something that you'd want to check out if you want to book on this class of ship.
Very nice. Well, what are your final thoughts of Oasis of the Seas?
Well, I think that it's a great ship. There's plenty to eat. There's plenty to do. The staff is just as friendly and attentive as we were walking around the ship. And I would do it again.
Nice. Very cool. I want to ask you before we go here, I know the MSC Yacht Club, NCL has the Haven. Was it an inclusive experience as much as it was for you in the Yacht Club, staying where you stayed in the loft?
The one difference that MSC does that Royal, I hear there, my wife tells me that they're going to be starting that, is the butler service.
Mm-hmm.
MSC takes that very seriously, and they will do anything and everything to make you happy as a guest. And I understand that that may be coming with a newer ship, but when you have your room and the restaurant, on the newer MSC ship, they're going to be a one-on-one. Now you have to walk from the yacht club to the back of the ship where the restaurant is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think other than the butler service that MSC offers, it's very similar.
Cool. Well, we've been talking with Howard Kaufman. Him and his wife just returned from a 7-night cruise aboard Royal Caribbean's Oasis of the Seas. Howard, my friend, great talking to you again.
Great. Same to you, Doug. Thank you.
You're listening to Cruise Radio, part of the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon.
From its rich heritage, picturesque beaches, and unparalleled blue waters, it's no wonder over 7 million people cruise to the Caribbean every year. What do you want to do? Swim with stingrays at Stingray Bay? Go for an island tour? Take a beach break? Or set sail on a catamaran to spend the day snorkeling? Whatever you decide, cruisingexcursions.com has a shore excursion to fit your budget. Cruising Excursions knows your time on the island is limited and that you want to make the most of your day. That's why they have shore excursions up to 60% cheaper than the cruise lines and offer smaller, more personable tours. Find out for yourself. Research and book your next shore excursion at cruisingexcursions.com.
We'd love to hear your comments. Email comments at cruiseradio.net.
We always like to get your questions here on the show. If you have a question you'd like to ask, email comments at cruiseradio.net. Today's questions are all about Caribbean shore excursions. What a perfect time, too, because the weather is really, really cold. So on the line fielding your questions is Shelley from cruisingexcursions.com. Hello, Shelley.
Hi, Doug. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. Let's jump right to it. Our first question here says, we are needing ideas for excursions in Belize City. We bring our own snorkel gear, and typically we only book independent shore tours, not through the ship. Do you have any suggestions?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You've got to go to Gough's KLE. It includes snorkeling and also some beach time. So it's certainly one that would tick all the boxes. It's a small island which lies about 25 minutes away from Belize itself. So it's sort of right on the edge of the Belize Barrier Reef.
Mm-hmm.
So excellent world-class destination to go snorkeling, especially if you've sort of got your own gear as well. It's obviously something that you're, you know, very into, so definitely we'll have all the experience that you need over there. But it includes like a nice little scenic boat ride as well, so it's a nice different kind of way to approach sort of the beach, which usually you have to do by bus. So it's a nice way to get there. But during the journey, you also go through all the mangrove islands. So it's a nice way to see a little bit of a different aspect of the area. And it's where all the brown boobies, I'm not sure if I've said that right, but it's a natural habitat. And it's one of the only places that you can actually see the terns and the frigate birds as well. And lots of bottlenose dolphins, because it's the natural habitat. So definitely worth going over for a snorkeling experience on that tour, because the beach is amazing too. So those waters that are turquoise are just definitely one to recommend if you're going to Belize rather than going around the city.
What was the excursion called again?
It's called Goss K Alley Snorkel and Beach.
Gotcha. Okay.
So definitely worthwhile sort of taking a look at, especially if you're not sort of a city tour type of person. Mm-hmm. It just gives a different aspect to the day, doesn't it?
I will say that I've never have been snorkeling like in the Australian waters or anything, but snorkeling around Belize City is probably some of the best in the world in my book.
It's meant to be top three, isn't it, apparently?
Yeah, totally, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. Moving on here, our next question says, I'm booked on Carnival Glory on April 9th, and one of the ports is Cozumel, and all of the excursions through the ship are sold out. I've never been to Cozumel, and I'm looking for something to do. Thanks in advance.
Okay, so one of the most popular ones to do, it's quite a short tour, and it's a Safari Bus Island tour. Mm-hmm. It's one of our essential collection tours, which means that it's shared and also fully guided, so you get to experience the day with lots of other passengers as well, not necessarily maybe just from your ship, but from the entire sort of destination. So it's a nice way to sort of get to know other people, not just people that you've sat with next to dinner, and change the day a little bit. But you go on a safari bus and get to see sort of the whole island area of Cozumel. And the guide will sort of explain all about the history and the highlights of the island and take you to all the places of interest. So it's a nice kind of combined tour, very inexpensive, and a way just to see everything, really.
Very nice. Moving on here, it says, I need your opinion. What excursion would you choose in Jamaica for a first-time cruising family that includes a 13-year-old son?
Always a tricky one when it involves teenagers, I have to say. It's one that I kind of usually start talking to the parents and find out what the kids like to do, because there's nothing worse than going on holiday when your children are saying, oh, I'm bored, I don't want to go there.
Right.
And it makes the day quite long. But one of the most popular tours for our families with sort of teenagers in tow is, again, a central collection tour, and it's called the Dunge River Falls.
Mm-hmm.
No one that I've ever met has gone to Dunge River Falls and not been blown away. Mm-hmm. It's such a popular attraction and an amazing thing to see. You know, who doesn't see pools of crystal blue water and get amazed by it? And they can also sort of jump in, have a little swim, and there's man-made slides over there. So it's an interesting way to see the nature of the destination, but it's also quite exhilarating and fun as well, so it keeps all the kids entertained.
I was at Dunge River Falls a couple of years ago, and there was a family of like three, and the dad was, he was a bigger guy, so he was a little bit on the overweight side, and so they all go up to the falls, and of course, you have to climb the falls going up, and
uh-huh.
the dad looked at it and goes, yeah, I'll be right here waiting for you. And he sat down right in the water and just waited for his family the whole time. It was actually quite comical.
There is an area there, though, that you can wait and just sort of watch everyone. So, you know, even if you're going with the grandparents, you know, they don't necessarily have to, you know, jump right in. They can still be part of the day. So it's quite cool.
Yeah, for sure. Now, we have another question about Cozumel here. She's asking, we want to see the ruins, but want to see it at our own pace. Do you have any suggestions?
If any customers ever want to do something at their own pace, I would always suggest tailor-making their tour on a private basis.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason being is that if you're on a shared tour, you do need to keep up with the rest of the party, and it's an itinerary that you have to sort of stick with because it is scheduled. You know, people need to be at a certain place at a certain time. You've got a limited amount of time there so that you can fit everything into the day. So I would always sort of go down the private tailor-making route, because that way we're able to set the day to your own pace. If you don't want to spend, you know, so long in a certain destination and move on to the next, you're able to do so with your guide, and they'll take your lead. So I would always suggest that people tailor make tours if they know that they want to do their own thing.
And especially something like the ruins, which is so cool, and just a ton of photograph opportunities there. But, you know, when you're going with the cruise line, it's just like you're cattle herded and you're sitting on sweaty tour buses. And no.
This is the thing. I mean, at the end of the day, I quite like the, you know, highlight tours with lots of other passengers, because I really do see it as a way to sort of have a chat and speak to people from, you know, all over the world. I really enjoy that. But if I knew that I wanted to spend 4 hours at a certain place because I want to sit down, take pictures, just breathe in the atmosphere and, you know, spend more quality time because I've sort of been researching it and very fascinated by a certain place, I would always do it privately.
Our next question is, we have 3 kids, ages 8, 11, and 13, and are looking for ideas in Aruba. We will be arriving on Carnival Breeze. Do you have any suggestions?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of our tours are quite adventurous in Aruba, I do have to say. You know, they vary from sort of really full day, full on Jeep safaris. So potentially, depending on sort of the family's interests or activity levels, it may not be suitable for all families with younger children. But we do have a really good sort of highlight tour of Aruba, which from an educational point of view would be very informative. Quite a short tour as well, so we'll keep the children's attention. You get to go to the aloe vera factory, you get to see the rock formations, you also go over the natural bridges and also the chapel as well, including the lighthouse. So from sort of a perspective of they're going to learn something from the destination, definitely ticks those boxes, and they certainly wouldn't get bored because you kind of have 20 minutes at each place before moving on to the next, so it'll keep their attention. I would definitely recommend that for people with younger families.
Very nice. Before we hop here, I want to tell you, because I was on Carnival Sunshine last month, and I had a chance to do one of your tours called the Jewel of Dominica, and it visited the gorge there. T2 Gorge, I believe it was called. This amazing waterfall, Treffler Falls. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. But the coolest thing to me was snorkeling in Champagne Bay. It was over a dormant volcano that was still bubbling. Uh-huh. And so like all these hot bubbles were coming out of it. It was just super cool. Like it was probably it was the highlight excursion of my trip, and we did excursions in every port on my Carnival Sunshine tours or trip. So I have to say props to that excursion.
Oh, that's so nice to hear. I mean, there's so many amazing places to go out and see and do different things. It's just really nice that when people actually do try our excursions that they realize they are actually amazing quality and very enjoyable as well. So that's lovely to hear, Doug.
Yeah, and I'll also say this too, just because we were talking before we started recording how I wasn't really concerned, but you know, you're in a new port, you don't know where to go, but the directions that your company gave was like spot on, and like, we found our tour guide, Johnson, standing right exactly where you said. So props for that. I just have to tell you that before we hop here.
Well, we do work really hard, actually, to make sure that they're, you know, all organized worldwide, you know, 24 hours a day. So it's really nice to hear that all our hard work gets sort of pulled off on the day that everyone arrives. So that's really nice. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you want to check out any of the links to the excursions we talked about, I'll link them in the show notes at cruiseradio.net. We've been talking with Shelley from cruisingexcursions.com. Shelley, thanks so much for taking the time with us, and have a good day.
Oh, you too. Thanks for having me back. Pleasure.
A big question we get at Cruise Radio is, how do I know if I need trip insurance? Simple answer, if you're getting on a plane, taking a road trip, or getting on a cruise ship, you need to have travel insurance. Hey, it's Doug Parker from my friends at TripInsurance.com. Not only does TripInsurance.com protect your vacation investment, but it also gives you a peace of mind in case anything were to go wrong on your trip. How do they do it? They offer three different types of trip insurance policies. Good, better, and best. One policy for every vacation budget. But it doesn't just stop there. They're up to 40% lower when you shop around on other comparison sites. Plus, tripinsurance.com offers 24-hour customer support before, during, and after your trip, online claims assistance, and travel alerts to let you know what's going on at your destination. But find out for yourself. Check out tripinsurance.com.
Cruise Radio is produced weekly at the tripinsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. Hear Cruise Radio on iHeartRadio, the Stitcher Radio Network, Overseas Radio Network, iTunes, or at cruiseradio.net. For sales and marketing opportunities, email sales@cruiseradio.net. I'm your announcer.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.